for this stuff. It was Gimel Meralef. Shemem Tes.
That my first Seder is not a luxury. It's a very important part of me being able to prepare Shir. Shir doesn't just come out of my pocket. Everything is fresh. And in order for it to be fresh, you have to learn the Sugya. This morning, most of my morning Seder was invaded on. It was a covet to have Rabbi Wallerstein. But Lamaisa, it didn't leave us much time to prepare the Sugya together. So we're going to do our best to try to, you know, to learn together the Sugyas. But it's a very complicated sugya, and to really have clarity to do it properly, you need a full first Seder. So apologies if we're going to make things difficult or too easy, whatever it is, we'll do our best, everybody. So we're going to do our best to try to learn the sugya together, make this an extension of first Seder. So we're here, we have a machloikas in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Isurim, and it's a machloikas between, on the one hand we have Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, we have an Isha, we saw a Medaberes. What Medaberes is itself a debate, but Isha was a Medaberes, and then we approach and we say Mativo Shel Ishzeh, that she was Medaberes with, and she says, Ish Pleini V'Koyin Hu. Comes along Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer says, she's Ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Lo Mipyonu Chayim, we don't trust her, we don't believe her. She's Becheskas, that she was boiled to Nesin on the Mamzer, Ad Shetavi Raya Lidvoreha, until she brings a Raya to her words. If she brings a Raya to her words, then she's believed. And then you have the case of Ruah Me'uberes, where we know for sure that she for sure had relations with someone. We don't necessarily saw her interacting with him, but there's obviously a man in her life. We're talking about a Pnuya here. She has a man in her life. We say Mativa Shel Uberzeh, and she says it's from Ish Ploy Nivakoy, and they are the same Machloikas. Okay, the Gemara up until now spoke about what's the Chiddush in each case, why do you need two cases for? First, we spoke about what does Midaberes mean? Ze'iri says Midaberes means Nistera. We had a machloikas between the Marik on the one hand and the Rashash on the other hand. Does Nistera mean that Shidafka spoke beforehand about inappropriate things? The Stam, they went alone into a room. But either way, it's talking about all we saw for a fact is that she was Nistera. And then Rav Asi says, no, it means Nivala. Then the Gemara spoke about what's the chiddush of two cases. What do you need two cases for? So if Nistera, if Midaberes just means Nistera, I know why you need two cases. Why? Because one for only Nistera, the other one where she's Mubaris, where she was clearly Nivola. We know she was Nivola. That's, you know, two cases for. But if you hold that both cases, we know for sure she was Nivola. What do you need two cases for? So the Gemara, Chodah l'hachshir ba, v'chodah l'hachshir bebita. Now comes along the Gemara and says, we're now in the Gemara Daf Yigimel Amid Aleph. We are three lines from the bottom, says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Papa Labai. Liz Iri, the Amar. My Medaberes Nistera. According to Ziri, that says, My Medaberes Nistera. So Ziri says, our Mishnah is talking about, that's Nistera. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Loi Mehemna, and Rabbi Yeshua says, even in a case when the only thing we have on her is that she was Nistera, still Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Ne'emenes. The Amar Rav, Malkin Ala Yichud, Vein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Rav says, Malkin Ala Yichud, Vein Oisrin, Lema Deloike Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe Rav is not going like Rabbi Yeshua. It seems like this statement of Malkin Ayichud Vein Oisin Ala Yichud smacks in the face of Rabbi Yeshua. If you hold like Ziri, and the Ziri Damer Maimi Daberes Nistera, so Ziri said we're talking about Nistera. It sounds like the Gemara is trying to line up. Okay, that's Nistera. What is Yichud? Yichud is Nistera, it's the same thing. According to Ziri, the Machlekes is by Nistera, and Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed, which means she's going to be Aser. But we say Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Rav said Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Lema Deloik Rabbi Yeshua. That's the Gemara's question. On the surface, that's the Gemara's question. Amar answers the Gemara. He answers back. I feel the Tamer Rabbi Yeshua. Maila Asu Biyuchsin. It's different. It's haste. That statement that Rav said, Malkin Ala Yichud Vein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Who are we coming to answer her on? That statement that Rav said, Malkin Ala Yichud, Vein Oisin Ala Yichud, Aser on her husband. When it's coming to her husband, there's no discussion of Yuchsin. Because even if she's Aser to her husband and she stays married to him, what's going to happen to the kids? Nothing. The kids are fine. Our case is talking not about a married woman and about whether she's mutter to her husband. We're talking about a pnuya, as we saw in Rashi. Ruah medaberes is a pnuya, and the question is she going to be usher to a kohen? We want to know, is she usher to other people? Over there, if she's usher to a kohen and she marries him anyway, what's going to happen? Chalolim. We're going to mess with Yichus. So therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so everybody says a few different things we have to discuss over here. Just to get down, first of all, let's just say that when Rav said, Malkan Yichud Venoisan Ali Yichud, it would be not like Rabbi Yeshua. How bad would that be in your head? Rav went not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rav is a Amoira. Rabbi Yeshua is a Tana. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? No. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? We paskin like Rabbi Gamaliel. So is it so bad for Rav to be not like Rabbi Yeshua?
No.
Why not? He's going like the Psak. So Rav will be like the Psak. It's not such a big deal. So the Gemara's question, Lema de like Rabbi Yeshua, is not really such a question with big teeth. Because Zolzain Rav is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Who cares? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. If I would say a statement today and you'd say, you know, that's not like Rabbi Yeshua, you'd say, it's okay, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. I'm going to leave it to Hilchasa. Rav is going to leave it to Hilchasa. So, if any, it's even less of a question, because then Rav Stam is going to argue. So that's Stam is like, so because Rav, we don't like Rav to argue, and it depends on which generation. For sure, previous generations. It depends how far back Rav is going to be polling. But we don't like to use that. That's a last resort. So maybe the Gemara's question is, the Gemara's kind of like, it's an inquisitive question. Do you mean to say Rav is not like Rav Yeshua? Maybe yes. Or more, or perhaps you could say a little bit more than that. How do we know we paskin like Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone? Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Gamaliel. Who is the bar plugta of Shmuel?
Rav.
It's not so obvious that Rav paskins like Rabbi Gamaliel. We said we paskin like Rabbi Gamaliel because Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Gamaliel. But Rav, who is in the same generation, clearly didn't say that. As a matter of fact, so let me show him, bring a smach that maybe Rav dafka paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. Then you've got a problem.
The problem, Rav, is not
Rabbi Dean. What? Okay, you'll have to work that out. Good. I'll call upon him. That's the Gemara's question. Rav seems to be not like Rabbi Yeshua. So now, Frek Toisvis, the following question. Where do we see that from? Because the statement, Malkan al Yichav and Oysan al Yichav. The answer is, we say it's Milos of Yichav. And ask Toisvis the following thing. What is the case of Malkan al Yichav? When do we say that we give Malchus on Yichav? What is that negeya to? So, Toisvis brings, it's a Gemara in Asar Yuchsin, we are not going to give Malkus to an Eishes Ish that's Miyached. Why not? We're afraid of the ramifications for the kids. The kids are going to have a really rough time getting a Shidduch. Because if someone hears that the mother got Malkus because she was alone with someone else, they're going to think that this kid might be a Mamzer, for all you know. That's going to totally mess with the kids' Shidduchim. So when do we say Malkin Ala Yichud? Only by a Pnuya. Vein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Who is that talking about, we just said? Eshesish. So it comes out a little bit funny over here. This statement of Rav, Malkin Ala Yichud, Vein Oisrin Ala Yichud, half the statement is talking about a Pnuya. The other half of the statement is talking about an Eshesish. Ein Achanami says, Toisus, that's what Rav wanted you to figure that out yourself, but that's what it's talking about. So come Rav, and Rav says, Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud is talking about Eshesish. Answers the Gemara, Afilu Temes, so it seems to be a stir, Rabbi Yeshua, Afilu Temes, Yeshua, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, now let's get into the sugya. The sugya is as follows. The Gemara seems to pull out of its hat this idea called Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. Ki'ilu, up until now, we weren't aware of Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. Here we go. It's a new thing introducing to us. No, the reason for Rabbi Yeshua is Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. Rabbi Yisai, we asked the question when we started the sugya, right away in the beginning of the sugya. Why in the world is the Isha not Nemet? She has a Cheskas Haguf. She has a Cheskas K'sheri L'Kohuna. Every time you have an Isser, there's a Shaila on an Isser, you file a Chazaka. This Isha has a Chazaka. What's her Chazaka? Cheskas Aguf. Cheskas Kesher L'Kohuna. Dude, does anyone remember who asked this question? Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. What did Tosfos say? Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. That means that in order to understand Bechlal, why you're Asur, take the case of Milberes. Tosfos talks about Midaberes, Milberes. Tosfos says, why is she not Neman according to Rabbi Yeshua? Because of Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. So that we knew even when we started the Gemara, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin, because you can't understand the Mishnah Bechlal without that. She has a Chazaka. So obviously it's because of Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. So what's the Gemara being Mechadish here? Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. And more than that, our Gemara seems to say you're only saying Maila Asu B'Yuchsin according to Ze'iri. Because Ze'iri learned the Mishnah is talking about Nistera. Ze'iri has to say Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. And according to Rav Asi, it sounds like Rav Asi doesn't know the Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. But Maila Asu B'Yuchsin, we said, is the bedrock of this whole Mishnah. This idea called Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. So what's going on in the Gemara? That's the Kasha. So Rabbi Sai, L'choyra the Teretz is Azeh. And Rabbi, most of the things we're saying, I culled from my understanding of the Sefer Michtam L'David, whether he says this exact or not, but something like this. The answer is as follows. Rabbi Sai, we explained, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin is not just that the Chum came in and just decided, we're overriding the Halacha. Forget it, I know you should be believed, we don't want to believe you. That's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. Loi mipio anu chayim reizu b'cheskas b'ul and asinu l'mamzer atchetovi ra'il l'dvarea. What is the Lashon of the Gemara? It sounds like an identical Lashon to we had in the Mishnah previously. In the Mishnah previously, we saw that the reason was because it's cheskas mamayin. That's why she wasn't Naman over there. In our Mishnah, there's no cheskas mamayin. So the courage of follow cheskas aguf says toisus ma'ilo asu b'yuchsin. Zok the heiliger Rav Nochem. What does that mean, ma'ilo asu b'yuchsin? He says that means there's a hagdara to ma'ilo asu b'yuchsin, which means that the chachamim made it that now this isha is ki'ilu b'cheskas b'ula, just like cheskas mamayin. Ad shetovi raya l'dvarea. Right now we're going to treat this as if there's a cheskas b'ula in front of us. It's like a cheskas mamon. So therefore, these mishnayos are very similar. This is the third of a trilogy. Because now you have a case when you have one chazaka going against another chazaka. Just like in the previous mishnah, you have a cheskas mamon going against a cheskas aguf. Over here, you have a cheskas mailos b'yuchsin, which treats her like a cheskas mulo going against the din of the cheskas k'sher l'kula. But Rabbi Yisrael asked the question. Our question was, which chazaka is stronger? Cheskas aguf or cheskas mamon? Cheskas aguf. Cheskas aguf is stronger, so why don't we follow cheskas aguf? We said from the chor is a reisa on the chazaka. Also over here, we said from Rabbi Yonasan Aibshitz, this chazaka is a reisa. The isha is a cheskas k'sher l'kuno, but there's a reisa on the chazaka. But Rabbi said, when is there a reis on chazaka if you know the isha was nivala? If you know she was nivala, you have a reis on the chazaka. You know that she was meuberes, you have a reis on the chazaka. But is yichud considered to be a reis on the chazaka? Is yichud a reis on her chazaka? If you say ein oisrin ala yichud, what does that mean? That means that just because there's yichud doesn't mean we know she was nivala. If she's not Nivala, there's no Reis on the Chazaka. If there's no Reis on the Chazaka, even if you have Maila Asu B'Yuchsin, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin isn't just override. It says it's Ke'ilu, there's a Cheskas, you have a Cheskas over your Chazaka, and the issue you have to be Moitzir on the Chazaka. But I have a Cheskas K'sher L'Kohuna. And there's no Reis on the Cheskas K'sher L'Kohuna. So l'chayra, even if I knew Maila Asu B'Yuchsin, that will help me in a case when she's a ba'ula. That will help me in a case when she's a meuberes, where there's a clear reis on her chazaka. Because we know that this woman did something that she wasn't supposed to do. She did something, she was a pnuya, and she had a bia, so therefore she loses her chazaka. There's a reisa. But is yichud a reisa? Says the Gemara, ein oisrin ala yichud. What does Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud mean? I don't have a reis anymore. And even if I know my loss will be yuchsin, it's not going to help me because the isha is a cheskas ksheru l'kohuna. Right? That's why the Gemara is only asking Kashan Ziri. According to Rab Asi, that we say that over here, this Isha is Nivala, we understand very clearly there's a Reisa on the Chazaka. What's the Reisa? She was Nivala. So therefore, Milos B'Yuchsin can now make that we're not going to follow the Chazaka anymore. However, according to Ziri, which says that it's only Nistara, so we don't have anything concrete that's telling us this Isha did anything wrong. So she has a cheskes ksheru l'kohuna. So, but you have milos b'yuchsin isn't just an override. It's telling us that it's ki'ilu you have a cheskes mamayim. There's a cheska chazaka that she's guilty until proven innocent. But that's only if there's a reisa in her original chazaka. There's no reisa, so the chayre the chazaka is going to win. What does the Gemara answer according to Ze'iri? Afilu teima Rabbi Yeshua milo asa b'yuchsin. What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is, Vais Tachos over here, Milo Sabiyuchsin is doing something more than that. Milo Sabiyuchsin is not just creating a new chazaka that's saying that now there's a chazaka going against the chazaka. Milo Sabiyuchsin is creating a reis on your chazaka. If you just take the facts in front of us, we didn't see anything, nothing happened over here. All we know is she was Nistara. So we want to know for sure that this Isha is Kshera, but we have no suffix. She has a Cheskas Kshera, why not? But Milos B'Yuchsin creates a Reisa. Where's the Reisa? In the Nistara. Nistara is not a Reisa. By regular Isha, Nistara is not a Reisa. Yeah, but over here we're going to treat it as a Reisa. So Kum Tachos, Milos B'Yuchsin now is doing two things. It's creating a Reisa and a Cheskas Kshera the Kohuna. Technically she has a Reisa, we still follow a Chazaka. Even with a Reisa, we follow a Chazaka. Yeah, but over here, Milos B'Yuchsin makes the Kilo is a Reisa Keneged. There's a Chazaka Keneged. If there's a Chazaka Keneged, you won't follow. Harizah B'Cheskas, that she's a Bu'ul and a Sinlam Amzat Shetavi Raila Dvarea.
Isn't it a steer to each other, the
reisa
and the
chazaka? No, the reisa is, which chazaka?
Chazaka, she's a
chazaka. Adarabah, the reisa is saying that even though all we saw over here was that she was...
How can we say chazaka? It's only a reisa.
No, there's two different things. She's a chazaka k'sher l'kohuna. So a reisa is knocking down your chazaka, and it's building on my chazaka. Therefore, the Milos B'Yuchsin is doing two different things. It's knocking down your chazaka. It's building on my chazaka. You only need the din of Milos B'Yuchsin to knock down his chazaka, according to Ziri. Because according to Rabasi, the chazaka already is in trouble because there's already a bia over here. And every time there's a bia, so we say this isha is now very questionable. According to Ziri, we have no kashas on the chazaka. What's the problem with the chazaka? Because she was yichud. But we see Yichud's not a Reisa, ain't Oyster Ali Yichud. So Yichud doesn't automatically generate Sveikas on an Isha. So if that's true, so you have a Cheskas Ksheru L'Kohuna, why shouldn't we file a Ksheru? Even if you know Milos B'Yuchsin. Milos B'Yuchsin can only work if there's a Reisa in the Chazaka, we said. L'Choyra, let's Kenzayim Pshat in the Gemara. Comes Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Vein Oyster Ali Yichud. Says Taisvis, Lema de Lokar of Yeshua, Tema the Rajba. De the Ziri, de Amar Nistara, Amai, de the Ziri, de Amar Nistara, Iri Kigong, de Moidisha Nevala. Says Taisvis, what's the case talking about over here? According to Ziri, where Ruah, she was only Medaberis, Medaberis needs Nistara. But she was Moide, says Taisvis, that she was Nivala. Diyamra loyne valti, im can have a svek sveka. Dim machshir Rabbi Yeshua, kid amra kamon, hasim svek sveka. Hold on a second. What did the Isha say? Ruah midaberes im echad. What did she say? Says, so he says, she admitted that she did a bia. Because if she says, I didn't do a bia, we would believe her. It's mashma she admitted that she did a bila, because why does she have to tell us each plane of a kohen? We just say it's none of your business. Nothing happened. No, she's not saying nothing happened. She agreed that something happened. And in that case, is when, according to Rabbi Shua, she's not Naaman. But what would be if she was makrish and say nothing happened? Says Taisa, she would be Naaman, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, because of Svek Sveka. So let's get this straight. What's the case, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that she's not Neman? The case is where we know that she was Nivola. How do we know she was Nivola? It's only Nistera. How do we know she was Nivola? She was Moide. So do we ever have a doubt of whether or not a Bia happened here? No. So how is the Gemara comparing this to the din of Rav of Ein Oisran Ala Yichud? We're not talking about Yichud over here. Ein Oisran Ala Yichud, why? What's the suffix? By the case of Yichud and Rav, what's the suffix? If there was a Bia or not a Bia. Because talking about a husband, we don't care if it's a kosher or a pasul. The only shaila is whether or not there's a bia or not a bia. But in our case of our Mishnah, says Tosfos, she's minded there was a bia. We don't have a shaila if there's a bia. What's the only shaila? If it was a kosher or a pasul. So what shaychus? What's the comparison to Gemara? Let's see Tosfos again. Leima deloik Rabbi Yeshua, Tema. Tema the Rajba, de la Ziri de Amar, Nistra Ayri, Kigon de Moide Hishanifala. Di Amr Loi Nevalti, im can have a Svek Sveika. The Machshir Rabbi Yeshua, could Amr La Kamon, Hasam Svek Sveika. So Tosfos says, this case is when she was Moida, that she was Nivola. And Tosfos says, that's good for the reason for Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rab Asi, that she's Neman Bemigu, because she could have said Loi Nevalti.
But
over here, if she would say Lo Nivola, she would be Neman. Still, now that she says Nivola, she's not Neman. We saw Tosfos says because she's afraid to say Lo Nivola. Akol Panim, how do you compare it to our case? So as Tosfos, what is our Gemara is talking about Yichud? You're talking about where everyone knows that she was Nifala. V'yesh Leimar, says Tosfos, an attempt. Dela Oilam Ayri de Ka'amra Loi Nifala. Maybe it's Taka talking about where she said Loi Nifala. So it's Svek Sveka. I thought you said Svek Sveka. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be Neman. Says Tosfos, V'chosh Choshev Lei, Chodesh Sveka Mishun Ein Apetropis La'arayis. Says Tosfos, we'll treat it like Chad Sveika, because ain't apetropis la'arayis. But really, we're talking about a case when she says loy nivola. So we can compare the cases. Our case is where she says it didn't happen. All we know for sure was that there was yichud, and the Gemara's case of Rav is also. But all we know is there was yichud. So therefore, the cases seem to match up. So it says Avol Kasha, the behed yamashma bereish perek sheni de airi minav elas de kamar. Over there, the Gemara seems to say clearly it's talking about she agrees that it was Nevelis. The Gemara says that the case is said by Midaberis is Nistera. She's Neman because she could have said Loi Nevalti, which means that she didn't say Loi Nevalti, she said Nevalti. So it seems like the whole discussion over here is where she said Nevalti. So what does that have to do with the case of Raf? Answers to this is Nira, the Parach Leziri. Says Tosfos, you're right. Don't try to match up that both cases are talking about Yichud. They're not. Our suffix is about Kasher Pasul. Rav's suffix is about whether there was something at Bia or not. But they're both Chada Sveika. Sveika Chada Asrinon. In our case, Ziri, everyone agrees that what happened was Nivola. She agreed she was Nivola. So what's our suffix that's left? Was a kosher apostle. Chad Sveika. What does Rabbi Yeshua say when there's Chad Sveika? Ain't a nemenes. V'hayichud eishes ish, the Sveika chadahu. Yichud eishes ish is also one suffix, because we don't care if it's kosher apostle. What's the only suffix that we have? If there was a beer or not. V'ain't oisrin ala yichud. So says Tosfos, the Gemara's comparison is just that there's a Chad Sveika. What do you do when there's Chad Sveika? Rabbi Yeshua clearly says Aser, and Rav clearly says Mutter. That's Chad Sveika. It's two different Sveikos, but it's a discussion. What do you do when there's Chad Sveika? And that was the Gemara's question. So we have to see, we have to see if we hold the main apotropos l'arayis. We'll see. We'll have
to
see.
Are we holding it? There's one
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't hold it. No. We're falling off of that. Where is Maida? So falling off the apotropos l'arayis. Leave that alone for now. That's to do with.
Why doesn't Tosfos bring the raya from the Gemara Tezayin right away? Why does he wait till he says maybe it's this? No, it's not that. I have a raya that it's that.
Right.
Why does he do that? Why should you bring the Gemara right
suggesting
away?
He's suggesting a pshat. L'maisa, the Ritva does say the pshat that Tosfos doesn't like. You have to know how Ritva deals with that Gemara. But the Ritva does say that pshat, that it's taka considered one sveika. I'll call upon him. So basically, we got to figure out what's going on over here. This is Tosfos' Mahalach. Let's get it clear. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is asking a question on, according to Ze'iri, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, you said, chad sveika is aser. So, L'chayra, why are you saying chad sveikas aser? I see chad sveikas mutter. It's different sveikas, you're right. One is a suffix whether or not it's a kosher apostle. The other one is a suffix whether or not there's a beer or not a beer. But it's chad sveika. And Tosfos finishes, v'ktas kosher, de l'chayra nira, de yichad a yichad parach. Mida parach l'zi'iri v'loi l'rav asi. So Tosfos, yeah, but the pshat's not so good. Ktsas kosher, it's not so good because it seems like only a kashi on Ze'iri. The Chayra on Rabasi is not a kashi. Now, according to Rabasi, also this Chad Sveika, because according to Rabasi, it's Nivola. Okay, we still have a suffix. What's the suffix according to Rabasi? Kosher apostle. So we still have Chad Sveika according to Rabasi. So why don't we get a kashi on Ziri? Ziri just said that we're talking about Nistra, but we said even Ziri's mother, she's admitting that she was Nivola, so now you have Chad Sveika. So it's Chad Sveika according to Ziri, it's Chad Sveika according to Rabasi. So why are you only asking on Ziri? So he says, I don't like my pshat. Well, he doesn't exactly say it. He says, Ktsas kosher. Why is it only Ktsas kosher? Why is it only Ktsas kosher? The Gemara is only asking a kasha on Ziri. It's not a kasha on Abasi. According to you, it's a kasha on Abasi. And Frek Lubdov and Nachakash, he says, I don't know why it's a kasha on Ziri or Abasi. This is just, you're saying there's a question, what do you do in Chad Sveika? There's so many cases of Chad Sveika in the world. Chad Sveika exists everywhere. So what are you saying? The Gemara is saying, what do you do in Chad Sveika? That's a kasha on Ziri, on Rabasi, it's a kasha on Arsugya. What's Chad Sveika? Saying it's the same shaila when you deal with a piece of meat? What do you have when you Chad Sveika? Sounds to be a very bizarre Gemara. So the Chayra, the Mafteach to understand this Tosfos is the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes over here brings Tosfos, and he brings the Pshat of Tosfos, and he explains. And he says, I'll tell you why it's not really a kasha according to Rabasi. He says, because according to Rabasi, you could be machalik between our case and over there. Over there, in a case of Yichud, where Mesafka Hasam, keeping the Mesafka and Inivala Klal, Lachilo Asrinan Law. Over there, we have a suffix, Bechlal Shu is Nivala. Aval Hacha, Kivan Shera Inu Shenivala, Sula Mesafka and Midi. We saw she was Nivala, therefore, we don't have a suffix.
See, she's saying.
No, according to Rabasi, talking about where she saw she was Nivala. Masha'en came over, according to Ze'iri, where we didn't see she was Nivala. So therefore, it's similar to the case of Yichud. By Yichud, we only saw Yichud. Over here also, what do we see? We saw Nistera.
But she's saying the beer happened.
But she admitted the beer happened. Says the Shita, Kivan Deloy Ra'inu Shenivala, V'alpi Dibura Hu Diyadina Shenivala. Therefore, they're both Sveikas.
Do you don't care about what she said?
What?
We don't care about her dibur. So what's
the pshat in the Shita Mukubetzes? What's the pshat in the Shita Mukubetzes? It says the Shita. So Shita says, so then why is it a kasha and a rabasi? Says the Shita, akati ktsas kasha, midaparach aziri velo parach a rabasi klal. What does that mean? Klal, what's pshat? The pshat in the Shita is as follows. Rabbi said, we said, in order for us to discuss over here being Neman or not Neman, we know we need Milos Abiyuchsin. Tayzan Davain Hay says, Milos Abiyuchsin. But even with Milos Abiyuchsin, the Chorah or Cheskas share is going to overpower. What is allowing us to get into a discussion of whether she's Neman or not? Because she has already a son or Chazaka. She has a Cheskas Ksher the Kohuna. There's a Reyes in her Chazaka. Why? We know a fact that's telling us that her Chazaka is now in doubt. Says we saw it from Rabbi Yonasan Meluniel. Chazaka's in doubt. Because, after all, she did something wrong. That's a Reyes in her Chazaka. Now, Rabbi say, what about if the only way that we know that something happened is through her? And she tells us that thing that happened, it might look bad, but it's not really bad. She got a pesha also pesha yeter. So she walks in and says, listen, nivalti, lekosha nivalti. Nivalti, lekosha nivalti. So now, if the reisa is going to be created from the bia, we see a woman did. She did something inappropriate. So, you know, who does inappropriate things? Psulim. We have a reis in your chazaka, lady. You might not be kosher anymore. But who created that reisa? She created it, and she says lekosher nivalti. So, what is she saying? There's nothing wrong. I'm fine. The only way we had a reisa bechlal is because of her. So her dibur is saying that this is not a reisa. So now we're left with the fact that she was nivala, but without a reisa. Because who is she nivala to? She's saying to a kasher. Now we don't necessarily believe her that she was nivala to a kasher, but she doesn't have a reisa in her chazaka. So now cheskes aguf helps. Pesha aser allows that there's no reisa in her chazaka. So listen, if it's Ru'a Midaberes, if all we saw was Seziri Mai Midaberes, Nistera. So over here, we don't necessarily know that there's a Reisa in her Chazaka. Is Yichud a Reisa? We don't know yet. So let's assume it's not a Reisa. If Yichud is not a Reisa, so where do we know that she did something wrong? Only from her. And she's saying the question of Alti. How does Rabbi Yeshua say that she's not Neman? It must be Yichud is a Reisa. But we say Ein Oisun Ala Yichud. Yichud is not a Reisa. According to Rabbi Asi, it's not a Kasha. Because according to Rabbi Asi, what's the case? We saw that she was Nivola. She was Nivola, so therefore we already have a Reisa on her Chazaka. So Rabbi says, "Sukum tochay saseh." It's not stam akasha. One suffix on one suffix. I have one suffix if it was a kasher apostle. I have another suffix if it was nivala or no loy nivala. The word is one suffix when you have a yichud. Does yichud create a reisa on one suffix? It's different tzveikas, but it's the same thing creating the reisa. Because the Nivola can't create the Reisa, because she said Nivola, according to Ze'iri. What's going to create the Reisa? Only the Yichud. So can the Yichud create the Reisa? That's the Gemara Shiloh. Can you create the Reisa of Yichud creating a Reisa on one suffix? The Mela, Taisa says, that's going to be shot in the Gemara. So, Lemaisa, you don't really have a kasha from Rav Asi. Because true Rav Asi also has Chad Sveka. And true Rav Asi also has a Reisa on the Chad Sveka. But it's a different Reisa. What's the Reisa of Rav Asi? Abia. What's the case over there by Yichud? It's only Yichud. So it's true I have chad sveika with a reisa, but there it's a legit reisa over there, because there's a bia. So it's not really a question on Rabasi. So what does Tosis mean? Tzas kosher, says the Shita, because mi deparach azir velo Rabasi klal. The Gemara should have at least gone through the process. The Gemara should say, Bishlam, according to Rav Asi, it's a different race on the Chazokah, because this is a race of Bia. Bia is a good race. And Yichud's not a good race. But according to Ze'iri, where the only race is, the Gemara should have fleshed that out. V'nechanami, Etzem Akash is only according to Ze'iri. Azoy lechoyer welcome to Chayes according to Tosfos. Well, sent with the Gemara. The Gemara answers: Filtem Yeshua, my loss of Yuchsin. What does my loss of Yuchsin mean? Say Enachanami. Beetzem, there's no reisa here. Mitzad the Yichud, there's no reisa. Ber my loss of Yuchsin is what creates that there's going to be a reisa. The says when Tosfos spoke about before this concept called Ein Apotropos La'Arayas, maybe Ein Apotropos La'Arayas is only Mikoyach the my loss of Yuchsin. Therefore, the Chachamim say Ein Apotropos La'Arayas that creates a reisa in the Mikoyach the Yichud, because Ein Apotropos La'Arayas. It's not just my loss of Yuchsin just says okay, even though Ein Oisun Al Yichud, therefore we're going to make it Aser. Because of Ma'alas of Yuchsin. Ma'alas of Yuchsin creates a reis in Mikoyach the Yichud. How does it do that? We say in Apotropos La'arayas. B'negeh to Yuchsin, so we are choishish that there's a reis here. In Apotropos La'arayas, it's machzakin and la benivolo. Mikoyach the Svav in Apotropos La'arayas. The Chor, that's Tosis's pshat. The Ritva and Rashi over here seem to have a different pshat. The Ritva over here says that we're talking about a case according to Rav Asi. We're talking about a case. Sorry, according to Ziri, we're talking about a case where she says she was not Nivola. Shitaka says she wasn't Nivola according to the Ritva. The Ritva, the other Rishonim. So Tosis has a question. So according to the Ritva, the Gemara's comparison is very clear. When Rabbi Yeshua said that she's not Nemenes, it's talking about even on Yichud. Rav said Ein Oisun Al Yichud. So Lechayra, the Gemara is not like Rabbi Yeshua because it's talking about a case when she said even though there's Yichud, she's saying she wasn't Nivola, she's not Neman. But we see by Ein Oisun Al Yichud she is Neman. That's the Gemara's question. Shaila is what does Tosis do with what does the Ritva do with the question of Tosis? Tosis says, if it's a case of Svek Sveka, Lachorish is going to be Nema. That's the Kasha. Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow we're going to try to finish up this Sugya over here. The next Sugya is really the Sugya of Cheskes Eimahani Labas, which we'll see more, hopefully, on the Fugim Lamed Beis.